Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is a public service announcement, man. If you need graphics, music production, CD duplication, a recording studio, custom clothing, or DJ services, man, Target Squad got you. Squad up. Man, holla at Target Squad at www.myspace.com/Target Squad or call them at 202-437-0536. 202-437-0536, man. Anything you need to promote yourself and your business, man, Target Squad got you. And tell them Lushy Lush sent you, man. You just officially got stamped, man. Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, right back again on the 8 o'clock show, man. Each and every Wednesday, we got the exclusive interviews, man. I got an exclusive interview for you with the exclusive fashion and fur CEO, Polo, a.k.a. Mr. P. Did It, because he did it. Mr. a.k.a. Mr. Front Cover, man, doing big things in the industry, in the fashion industry. He got a big old entourage, doing big moves, doing big things, doing positive things, man. He's going to be live on the show, doing his thing. So y'all get prepared, man. Get a pencil and a piece of paper, because it's going to get real on here, man. Your man, Polo, a.k.a. Mr. P. Did It, a.k.a. Mr. Front Cover, man, Mr. Exclusive Fashion and Furs, will be live in the building. So get your pens and your piece of paper, because it's about to get real. And if you don't know, now you know. She got a dunk.
Yep. Wow.
Yep.
It's a folks, those are what tell them. I'm in the building.
Yep.
Everybody get on the dance floor. This girl got a dunk. She's going to take it all night. Wow. Wow.
She got a dunk. She got a dunk. She got a dunk. She got a dunk.
She got a dunk. I like the way she move and the way she snap and roll. We ain't going down. I got 5,000 ones. Me, you, and you. You. We about to have fun. Now go and make it clap. That right there.
Right there.
On something. My shirt, I like her, 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 her. I want them to do that over her, over her.
She got a thump, 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 she got a thump.
you know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the infamous Leslie Lush on Lush Radio. You know I always give y'all the exclusive interviews, man. First time on Lush Radio, I got your man, Mr. P Did It, because he did it. Mr. Exclusive Fashion and First, CEO, a.k.a. Polo, is going to be live in the building, you know, to give us the 411. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? We waiting for him to call up on the show. Y'all cast, man, I don't know y'all seen Chris Cooley, you know, from the Redskins, man. I'm going to let y'all cast know, man, you cannot be on a football team and put on blogs and show your team's playbook and be naked on a blog. That is not a good look, man. So, Chris Cooley, man, think again when you do stuff like that. Because you'll be like two gorillas in the jungle making love. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be live in the building exclusively. First time he turned down a lot of interviews to come on Lush Radio. Exclusive, Mr. P Did It, Mr. Front Cover Man, Mr. Exclusive Fashion and First. My man, Mr. Polo, is going to be live in the building. Caller, what's up?
What's going on?
I hope this is Mr. P Did It, because he did it. I hope this is.
Yes, this is him in the flesh.
Oh, my God. We got a fashion icon in the building, people. Please get your pens and your pads. Get whatever you got to write on. You're going to have to blog this, because it's going to be real. How many interviews you turned down, man, for real? I'm just letting people know out there.
I mean, I turned down a lot, man, to be honest with you, man. I turned down, too many, man, just because, you know, it just wasn't what it was, man. You know, if I can't do the research, I can't find out what's going on with you, you're not going nowhere. I'm not just jumping on any interview just because you got a camcorder or because you got a radio show. It got to be something that's positive and something that's popping. So, me, I turned down quite a bit. But this one here was a good source. It was a good recommendation. And, and the host does what she does, and, yeah, I was interested. So let's get it.
Yeah, man. Do you hear that, man? Get your pens and your pads because I'm about to lay it down. Exclusive on Lush Radio, man. So what's up, Polo? What's the deal, man? First you got to pay your bills, pay your respects. So shout out all the people that need to be shouted out, man.
Oh, man. I give a shout out to Miss Bambi out of Cleveland, Ohio, her and her glam squad, sweetie, they doing their thing out there. Shout out to my president, Chase Million. Shout out to my PR person, Miss Toy, my stylist, Miss Salen, out of the D. Shout out to CG. Shout out to my man, G the Barber, that cut me for that front cover that you like so much. Shout out to Dre Perrin, Mr. Fontaine. Definitely shout out to Lush Radio. I mean, without them, this wouldn't even be happening. Shout out to Phyllis Mattel Jr., my photographer. Shout out to Ed of the Streets. Wally Sparks, Frankie Blanco, shout out to Mr. D. Wells of Obsessive Sneaker Disorder, shout out to Emma E2K Magazine, shout out to Rap Fanatic, look out for me coming in next year, shout out to James Levitt, Rolo Ware, Willie Castle, Lou Diamond Barbershop, special shout out to Ruli.com, the company that endorsed me with the glasses, DJ Finesse, Big Allen, the Bird Watchers, Black Tie Records, and Game Time Athletic.
That's what I'm talking about. You hear that, people? So all the other people that he forgot to mention, man, you know he got you in your head. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot, you know.
Yeah, I got you. Y'all know who y'all are. I just got a lot of people. If I didn't get you in this interview, I got you in another interview. I got plenty of other interviews coming up, so I got y'all.
So Mr. P did it because he did it. He flipped the fashion world, came out with some hot stuff. Man, tell them what you got in stock, man. Tell them all about exclusive fashion and furs, man. Lay it down for them, man.
I mean, I got everything, man. I mean, I'm a custom designer, so with that, you know, it's like Master P, it's no limit. You dig what I'm saying? It's nothing that I can't do or nothing that I can't make. If you can think it or imagine it, I can design it. I don't care what size you are, fat, skinny, extra large. I mean, it don't matter what you are. I can, and that's what the rule is for. The numbers don't lie. I can make it fit under any circumstances. But I got everything, man. I got furs, I got leathers, I got linen, I got shorts, I got jeans. I mean, if you want some socks custom made, I can do that. You want leather gloves, hats, ties, scarves, suits. I mean, I do it all the way from Nike boots to shoes and suits.
That's what I'm talking about, man. So, look, you got the fashion jump off going on. Tell them where they can go cop all this fashion at, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can go, well, if you're in the Boston area, you can go to a boutique store out here in Boston on Newberry Street, 306 Newberry Street, called Rick Walker, an exclusive cowboy boutique store that got it popping. Newberry Street is the most expensive street in Boston. That's like Fifth Avenue in New York and Rodale Drive in Beverly Hills, just to give you an idea where my stuff is at. Other than that, you can call this number, 860-777-6578, and somebody will answer the phone and take your order. Or you can go to MySpace, myspace.com/exclusivefashionforreal, or you can go to myspace.com/PotterJohns, PotterJohns, and you can go in there and look at everything that I got, and you can see exactly what's going on.
So right now, tell me all the people that you done dressed with your exclusive fashion and furs, man.
I done dressed a lot of people, man. I mean, especially like in the streets. Like, I'm not gonna really say I'm a stylist to the celebrities. I'm really not. I really don't want that title. I'm more of a person that's styling whoever's into fashion. So I got a lot more of the streets. I cater to the streets. But I have a few celebrities. I mean, you know, I can mention a few: Ice-T, Coco, AZ the rapper, Carl Thomas the singer, Zav Judah the boxer, Kendall Holt the boxer. You know, just to mention a few, you know, as far as, you know, celebrity status. But everything else is really, you know, I cater to the streets. I cater to anybody who is interested in my fashion. It looks better on your back than my rack.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell y'all right now, for the females out there, it's about to get cold. Cold season, you want to rock the hottest boots when you step in the club. I'm telling you, if you want the exclusive that you know you want to catch somebody's eye, the personal boots, I'm telling you, man, they're sick with it. Lush is going to be rocking exclusive Lush Radio boots. And y'all going to see the pictures. Exclusive fashion and furs, man. I mean, they got it on and popping. I'm talking about from kicks to boots to custom T-shirts to furs. I'm telling you, I mean, what are they going to do next, man? This stuff is exclusive. It's not seen anywhere. So if you want to really catch somebody's eye when you're rocking into a club or you're just going to an event, holler at my man, Mr. Polo, Mr. Front Cover, man. Mr. P did it because he did it, man, for real. Seriously. What made you get into the fashion game, man?
I mean, it started from young, man, just me, you know, me just always being a dress-up kind of dude, man. You know, I've been fresh since I've been, like, 3-4 years old. I've been fresh, you know what I'm saying? So as I just got older, it just became a thing of just nature. You know, you can't buy style. You got to be born with it. And that's something that I had. I had that gift. And then as I got older and as I got into 5th and 4th grade, I mean, I'm rocking sheepskins and bombers, you know, in 4th and 5th grade. I had my first fur coat at 18 years old. You got people that's 35 and 40 years, you know. You got people that's 35 and 40 years old that still don't got a fur coat right now as we speak. So, you know, I was ahead of my time by 10-15 years. And as time went on, it just became like people were like, "Yo, why don't you just get into fashion, man? I mean, you're buying all this fly stuff that we can't even get in touch with. It's like exclusive." And that's basically how the company name came about, because I was buying stuff out of the Polo store or buying stuff out of the Nike store, and I was buying it out of there, and people was like, "Yo, where'd you get that from?" And I'm looking at them like, "Don't you see the name Polo? Don't you see the name Nike?" And they're like, "Well, we were just in the store. We didn't see none of that." So at the end of the day, I had to say to myself, either they didn't see it when it was in there, or they just looked at it and thought it wasn't what it was. And then when I had it on, it became a whole other thing. So I just kind of ran with, you know, certain wisdoms that I had in my mind that I was an exclusive dude from the jump. And that's how it all kind of branded and jumped off from there.
Man, he branded himself at young. He said, "Yo, I'm an exclusive dude. I'm going to do it because I'm P. Did it because I did it, man." Because it's real out here, man. This is an entrepreneur, but as my man Ron Key says, he says he's an entrepro. And this man right here is an entrepro. Because he doesn't just freak the fashion network. What else do you do, man? Lay it on them, man. They ain't ready for it. Lay it on them, man.
I mean, I'm the COO of Black Tie Records out of California. 50-50 joint venture with my partner Rolo that do all the custom boots that you're going to see. You understand what I'm saying? I'm also endorsed by a company out of Memphis, Tennessee called Game Time Athletic with the M-Town sneakers. You know, we got all types of exclusives. And I just got endorsed by a company called Ruly.com Glasses. They just gave me a whole bunch of glasses, man. Shout out to them, man. You know, so, I mean, it's a lot of things that I just do, man, that a lot of people just respect that I do and respect where I'm going with this, man, and they believe in me, man. And it's a blessing from God, man. God knew I'm destined for greatness, man. And I'm here, and I'm here to stay. So, you know, Puffy and Jay-Z, watch out, man. I'm on your heels, baby. Believe that.
So I'm saying in the whole fashion world, man, you got a big entourage, man. Who are some of the people in your network and your entourage, man?
Oh, man, like I said, I got my president, Chase Million. He's my manager and my president of my company. He holds it down. Anybody that wants anybody that want to book me for judging shows or fashion shows or want my clothes in the shows, he's the man who you call for all of that, transferring the money and all that. That's who handles all of that. Miss Toy, she's my PR person. She's the one that gets me these type of gigs right here and on the radio, on TV, make sure that, you know, it is what it is. If something I'm going to do or I'm not going to do. Miss Stylin, she's the stylist to the whole company. You know what I'm saying? She styles people outside of what she does as well. She styles, you know, anybody that I need her to style. You know, CG, she's like the spokesmodel of the whole company. She holds it down from writing magazines to interviewing people to, you know, definitely, you know, just keeping everything tight in the company. G, you know, a.k.a. the best kept secret, that's my barber. That's the barber I have in Jersey. You know, if I need him for any time, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, he'll get up out of bed and cut me for anything. And then, you know, I got, you know, and those are the people right there that's, you know, holding down. You know, I got some people out there in Cleveland, Ohio. They give me the lookout for me too. Bambi, look out for her and her glam squad, Sweetie. They got a big thing going on too with their whole makeup camp and their gear game. The gear game is sick out there for the ladies. So, you know, yeah, it's a lot going on, man. We got photographers, we got film crews, I mean, we got lawyers. I mean, Exclusive Fashion Firm got a lot of things. So, you know, we good, man. We ain't playing no games. We here to stay.
Yo, like I said, man, support the independent movement, independent entrepreneurs, man. You know, they doing their things, man. They super pros, man, doing their thing. You know, I mean, and I'm telling you, if y'all look at that picture that I got on my MySpace page, www.myspace.com/lessradioonline or www.blogtalkradio.com/lessradioonline, and look at it, right? And you see the picture of him sitting right there in the barber chair? Yo. When I say this, his barber cut him good, look at the line, man. Yo, you got to go. I got to go cop that, man. I mean, it's serious, man. You got to hit up this barber because, you know, some of y'all be having them jacked up beards, man. You know, you got to keep it, you know, real gangster. When you got your personal barber, you can call up whenever. Oh, you in it. You in it to win it, man. You know, I support you 100%. I'm proud of you as an African-American man doing your thing, you know, building up all these alliances, doing positive things and helping other people, you know what I'm saying, and bringing them into your whole coalition. You know what I'm saying? We need to stop cutting each other's throat, you know what I'm saying, and banding together to do big things. So where did we get Mr. Front Cover Man? Where did that start from, man?
Oh, that came. Oh, shout out to the CEO of that company. There's a magazine called Against the Grain. It's a nationwide. It just actually kind of went worldwide. We actually in Canada, Western Australia, and Europe right now. But basically, it's a nationwide magazine, and it's the first barbershop magazine that started in Texas. The honest truth is, I don't even know this person. I don't know who the owner is. I've never seen him before. I spoke to him on the phone. Like I said, they got in touch with my PR people. They want to know, they did some research on me. I guess they went to my MySpace or whatever they did. And, you know, we rapped. And basically, they said they wanted to do a feature on they wanted me actually inside just the magazine just to kind of like do a spread. It kind of went to like, yo, why don't he just pay and, you know, just do a spread in the magazine with his clothesline. And then it went from that to, how about we just give him the front cover and he do the feature? And, of course, I couldn't turn that down. You kidding me? I never had a front cover in my life as far as being in stores. I had my first online cover with Mixture Magazine. That's the one me and DJ Finesse. So that was my first online cover. But my in-store cover, that was crazy. I felt like Puffy when he got his Hollywood star. I mean, I ain't know how. word is bond. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know how to act. So, you know, yeah, so I'm taking that to the limit. And no disrespect to nobody else, but, I mean, that's big to me because at the end of the day, I'm a street dude that went corporate. So for me to get a front cover knowing that there's some rappers out there and some basketball plays that don't even have the front cover, that's a very, very big look for me. And I'm taking that all the way to the wheel fall off.
And I'm proud of you, you know what I'm saying? And you know I'm a supporter of the movement. And you know what I'm saying? Exclusive Fashion at First supports the Lush Radio movement. You know what I'm saying?
Doubt,
you're all part of a small network, but it's growing into a big coalition, man. And if you ain't joining on a bandwagon, then you're lame. You know what I mean? So get real with it. You know what I'm saying? Exclusive Fashion at First, man. If you don't got none, then you're not in the fashion game, and you need to get your game up and upgrade like Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? For real, man. Holla at your man. You got to check out the MySpace page. You know what I'm saying? Go on my MySpace page. You'll see him. The front cover, man. You know what I'm saying? P did it because he did it, man. You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you, man, Exclusive Fashion at First is not just for the United States, man. It's worldwide. International.
Yeah, we out there now. Yeah, we out there. We making some moves. We came a long way, man. I mean, you know, all I can say, man, is yo, just do the right thing out there, man. And whatever y'all into, y'all can do the same just like me, man. That's why when that front cover came into play, it was hope for a lot of people that be watching BET and watching MTV, seeing all the other stars on these front covers, like, well, they already made it. We ain't gonna never get a front cover. Don't ever say that, man, because I thought I was gonna never get one. But guess what? Opportunity fell right in my lap, and I ran right with it. And all these endorsements came right with it. Hey, man, the perks is beautiful. Life's good, man.
Because you know why? Because you're Mr. P did it. Because you did it, man. For real. So, you know what I'm saying? Basically, like, I had another question. What was the biggest challenge for you in the whole, like, getting to where you were? Get to where you are right now. What was the biggest adversity you had to deal with?
Just your own kind and the people that you've been around all your life holding you back, like not believing you, like kind of actually in denial and hoping that you wasn't going to blow, knowing that you was popping from whatever you were doing from before. So when I made the transition to go into clothes and actually go full force with this, it's kind of like it really wasn't no support. So here it is, you got a person like such as yourself out of the Washington, Maryland, and D.C. area, you know, giving me a chance. But here it is, somebody in my own town that had a radio show wouldn't give me a shot. Here it is, a man out of Texas that I don't know, he's put me on the front cover. But meanwhile, somebody with a magazine out here in my hometown wouldn't give me that shot. You know, people like my homegirl Bambi, you know, she's up here going to do a couple of shirts for me. But here it is, you got somebody in my hometown that won't even give me a shirt. But here it is, she's willing to do it for me. It's just kind of deep. So that was kind of like my biggest, you know, hurdle that I had to jump over to show the world, like, you know what, they want to hold me down because we're around the same area. I'm going to jump over this high hurdle knowing they ain't going to be able to jump over it at all. If they do, they're going to break their leg, and they're still going to get left. And I'm going to keep it pushing and let the haters do what they do. Let them hate.
Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Going down for pound.
Yeah, they already sick. You know, my job is just to make them sicker.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get sick with it, get silly with it, and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's serious because I'm gonna tell y'all out here, man. People listening in, you can call in, get your papers and pens. 347-826-7722, man. Mr. P did it, Mr. Front Cover, man. Support his movement. Support him because he's gonna bring you in the coalition. Because you know what? Basically, he know where he had to start from. So he's basically giving back to the people that's in his coalition he gave back to, and they're giving back to him. So basically, we all can eat. So stop cutting these throats because we all can eat. As long as we work together, it's more money in the camp. You feel me?
Yeah, and you got to do everything from the heart, too. Like, for example, I gave back a little bit on Father's Day. I had ran a marathon, you know. I ran a marathon out here in Boston. It was like a Bunker Hill, Roe Hill race. It was like a 2-mile run. I ran that, completed it. You know, out of 107 people, I came in a very nice position. And I was a give back. I did it from the heart. It wasn't no tit for tat. I didn't win no money. It was just something that was brought to my attention. I feel I'm in pretty good shape. I ran the 2 miles, and it felt good to give back to the Boys and Girls Club. That's what I did it for. It was for the Boys and Girls Club. So I did give back, and it felt real, real good, man. I mean, real good. That was like one of my biggest days in my life.
And that's what I try to stress to everybody. When you get to a certain point in life and you're basically content and you're able to be content enough financially and you're able to give back, don't be greedy. Give back. Because remember, you started from ground zero and built yourself up. So don't ever forget where you came from, because I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Support the independent movement, independent entrepreneurs doing their thing, man, because I support you. My movement is to support your movement, man. Shout out to Game Face. You know what I'm saying?
I got to shout that man out. Thank you for the recommendation, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for the recommendation. You know what I'm saying? Get your Game Face on. You know, always support Game Face. It's something that you need to eat, sleep, and you know what I'm saying? Do the number two with, because it's real. Get your Game Face on, man. So, I'm saying I wish you much success in everything that you do. Seriously, man, I'm proud of you on everything that you're doing. I support your whole mission, your whole statement and everything. And what do we expect from Exclusive Fashion and First in the future, man?
Oh, man, keep looking at your TV2s, man. Just keep looking at your TV2s, man. You know, got my PR person, like I said, Miss Toy, the Quiet Storm, and we're working on trying to do maybe something with Tyra Banks, man, maybe David Letterman, Jay Leno. I mean, you know, Oprah Winfrey, though. That's the type of stuff I'm looking into, man. I mean, any local TV show that want me, I mean, I'm cool with that, too. But I just think so big that I think that I have what it takes to get on them kind of shows. So we're just working on that. So don't be shocked if you see, you know, if I put up a blog or I tell Lush Radio to tell you to shut up, you know, turn on your tube and you see me on Jay Leno or something, man, because that's what I'm going for, man. I reach big and I think big and I don't think nothing less. And this is why I'm where I'm at in my life right now. Like I said, I'm about 10, 15 years ahead of my time. I'm thinking about, you know, you got people out here worrying about what this person is making. You know, I'm worrying about how I'm trying to get like Bill Gates. Like I'm thinking on a whole another plateau of just, you know, entrepreneurial spirit on how to just keep getting more and more and more and just doing more and more for the community and how I can give back just a little bit more each and every time that I make a better transition in my life as well as my company life.
Yo, we got a caller calling in, 617. You're live on Lush Radio.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to P. Diddy, the Fur King. You know, he laced me and my girl out, actually me and several girls out with the furs. And, you know what I mean, this is Cadillac Matt representing Boston. And just wanted to give a shout-out. Just wanted to give a shout-out to P. Diddy. He's for real. If you cats that don't know, you need to find out. Every time we step out and we put those things on, P. Diddy know we don't get nothing but praise and compliments. So
I just want
to show my appreciation, give the Fur King a call, and let everyone know, listen, and check out his MySpace page. Definitely give him a holler, and he'll definitely get you right regardless of what season it is. But I'm a Bert Fur dude, and he put at least 8 on my back. So I just want to say, you know, P. Diddy, I appreciate it. I like how you do business. And I one love to you and your family.
Thank you. Vice versa, my man. I love you.
All right.
What I'm talking about, showing love across the board, man.
Showing love across the board.
I got another caller coming in for him. Where? You listen on Lush Radio.
What's good? What's good, P? You know what this is, baby. It's M Dollar, a.k.a. Finesse. What it is?
Oh, what's going on, Finesse?
You know I had to call you, son.
Okay, that's what it is, man.
I'm at the crib right now in front of the computer, man, listening to this whole thing. What's good, Lush? How are you?
What's good with you? DJ Finesse is in the building.
Yes, that's my man right here, man. P did it. You know what it is? P did it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yo, I want the whole world to know it's my man right here. Like, he knows I'm not a big fur dude, but the only time I ever wore fur was from Exclusive Fashion and Furs. Real talk.
Yeah, me and Finesse did a couple of things, man. From a commercial we actually did, he did the photo shoot with me. He's in the front cover of Mission Magazine with me, and he's going to be on Lush Radio. Believe that.
Real talk. That's how we get it in.
And you know when DJ Finesse come through, you know sponsored by Exclusive Fashion and Furs, man. If you one, then you're lame. So get your game up, man. And
We got a lot of things popping, man, but it ain't my time. I wanted to make sure that P understood that I'm in front of my computer right now taking time out of my day, making sure that he understands I support this dude 100%. Real talk.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, so we're going to get into my stuff next week, man. P, do your thing, man. Lush, do you. I appreciate everything, man. I'm going to talk to y'all next week. P, I'll get it to you tomorrow, brother.
Yes, sir.
My dude.
Oh, man, this dude is getting love all across the board. Do you hear that? DJ Finesse, bad boy DJ up in the building. Come on, man. It don't get no better than this, man. Exclusive on Lush Radio, doggy. Get the game.
And don't get it confused. Like he said, he going to get to more of his story next week, but he's the one that also put that plug in for me for Ruly.com glasses, www.ruly.com. He definitely put that plug in. You know, he made it an introduction to the owner. I made it a relationship. Now it's all good. It's love. So I got to definitely give a shout-out to that man. And we had done some business together before, you know what I'm saying, and we rock and roll. But he's going to do his thing next week, like he said. But good-looking, Finesse. I feel you. Shout-out to Big Allen, too. Big Allen is actually DJ Finesse manager, another cat we need to get on Lush Radio. He's doing big, big, big things for you celebrity cats. But, you know, Lush Radio is going to have a lot for y'all real soon, man, because a lot of big things coming from Exclusive Fashion and Fur. So y'all beware.
So, you know what I'm saying, I got mad love for you, homie. I wish you much blessings, you know what I'm saying, for you and yours. And I expect nothing but the best from you, man, because you are the best, you know what I'm saying? And the front cover man, Mr. P, did it because he did it. Exclusive Fashion the First was live on Lush Radio. So if you didn't listen in, www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Download it, blog it. I will send it out on mass media. And if you didn't listen to it, well, you still got a chance to download it, man. Exclusive Fashion and Furs. Send it to MySpace again so they can log on to it, man.
Okay. That's what it is. Well, I appreciate all the love. I appreciate everything everybody done gave me. I appreciate all the calls, everybody that supported me on MySpace. Y'all know who y'all are on MySpace, man. Y'all done hit me. Y'all done gave me all type of comments. Y'all done blessed my page. I mean, I can't name everybody, man, but shout-out to Time 52. She's doing her thing with her gear game. Shout-out to Philip Nattel, Jr.com. He's the greatest photographer that ever touched the camera. Shout-out to everybody, man. So many people, I can't remember everybody, but God bless y'all. And trust me, I didn't forget about you. I got y'all.
Yo, before you leave, man, shout out that MySpace page and that phone number where they can hit you up and check out that Exclusive Fashion and Furs, man.
Oh, yeah, you can go to MySpace.com/exclusive-fashion4real. And you can go to my other page as well, MySpace.com/PotterJa. And you can call the number 860-777-6578. Go through all my pictures on both of my pages, please. Go in there deep and really look and read the captions and read my bios. It's very, very important. I'm on MySpace for pay-pay, not for play-play. I'm very serious at what I do. If it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. We are trendsetters. We're not trend sweaters. So just get at your boy, man. We are the truth.
Hey. You already know, man. That's Mr. P did it.
Yeah.
Mad love for you, homie. So
And Lush is very – thank you for this interview. Like I said, Game Faith, thanks for the recommendation. It's a blessing. You know, and this is just what it is, man. And it was an honor and a pleasure to do this interview, man.
Oh, man. You know, that just, like, let a tear come out of my eye, man, for real, seriously. But it was a total honor to be blessed for you to come on my show. I mean, for you to, like, turn down all these interviews and to come on Lush Radio, come on, man. I can't feel more blessed than that.
Hey, man, I gotta go with the movie, man. I got to go with people that are doing positive things, man. Like I said, I got a hell of a team, man. I mean, I even got people. That's why I keep shouting out my homegirl, Bambi. Like I met her through MySpace, and it's like we show so much, you know, show each other so much love. and her best friend, Sweetie, that does the makeup thing. It's like, I don't even know them, but it's like the love is so incredible. They get me to do a little fashion shoot for me. They get her to send me a couple of clothes. Like, it's just love, man. So, you know, you got to go with your gut instinct, man, and, you know, believe in the people that are really doing positive things. And it's well built, man. It's well built. And everybody out there in this fashion world, man, exclusive fashion the first is just not about, you know, about our clothes. It's about the way we walk, the way we talk, the way our bodies is built, places that we are that we know you can't go, you know, exclusive party that we get in that we know you don't even get emails about. So it's deeper than just clothes, man. We are about our business. We do what we do, and we make moves, man, and we're everywhere. Trust and believe. We are everywhere. All you got to do is just look around. You'll see us. We in the building. You dig?
Exclusive fashion and first is setting the standard. So if you ain't on the standard, then you need to just step back and fall back because there ain't even no room for you right now. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Exclusive Fashion and First has been officially stamped by Lush Radio. So put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself, baby. And I'm out. Peter, holla at y'all, man. This is how I do all day, every day. Yeah.
Oh, peace.
Yeah, this is a public service announcement, man. If you need graphics, music production, CD duplication, a recording studio, custom clothing, or DJ services, man, Target Squad got you. Squad up. Man, holla at Target Squad at www.myspace.com/Target Squad or call them at 202-437-0536. 202-437-0536, man. Anything you need to promote yourself and your business, man, Target Squad got you. And tell them Lushy Lush sent you, man. You just officially got stamped, man.